Hello everyone, Dr. Julie here, and you are listening to my Coffee Chats podcast. I am a health researcher, PhD trained, and chef, self-trained, on a mission to leave the next generation and our planet a lot more of a healthier place. This is your space to ask questions on topics that no one seems to want to discuss, with information that is backed by research, along with a good dose of practical advice. Real talk, real people, real answers. This podcast is proudly sponsored for 2024 by Mimojo. Mimojo is a local New Zealand company that produces award-winning kefir, real kefir, not yogurt, which is going to help to keep your gut so nice and happy. Let's get into this week's episode. Welcome back, beautiful peeps. Happy Wednesday. And today we have a very, very special guest on podcast. We have Donna Davis here, and I have had the absolute pleasure of working with this phenomenal woman for the past 2 years while she has been writing and working and at times grinding away on her book, and she is in the final stages, like the final stages as we speak here on retreat. And so we thought it was a golden opportunity to bring Donna onto the podcast, talk about her incredible book, part of her life story, and ask her some questions just about the book writing process and everything that it means. Now, for those listening, just as a little heads up, we did record this in the garage at retreat, and you may notice some echoes throughout the podcast. My editor has done her very best, and I said to her, please don't fight it anymore. We didn't know what recording in the garage would be like, but this podcast and what Donna has to say is so important. And you know what? We're imperfect human beings doing imperfect work. So we are going to hear from Donna, and she is going to talk about this tail end stage, which, as I said, has been 2 years, probably more so, from when you first had the idea to actually start writing. So welcome, Donna. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Just say hi and share a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here in many ways because this is the first time we've met in person. We've had lots of emails, Zoom calls, but there's nothing like meeting someone in person.
No.
And when you've worked together for like 2 years on something really personal, it was just kind of surreal to actually meet in person.
Yeah. So what inspired you to write this book, and maybe say a little bit about the book too?
You know how everyone says, oh, everyone's got a story to tell or everyone's got a book inside them. And I've loved writing since I was at primary school. And I've always wanted to write a book, but kind of, and more for my kids, but always thought like, my life's boring.
It's not.
You know, like, what would people be interested in? And then it kind of coincided with ending my police career, working in trauma, dealing with trauma, and still wanting to write something for my kids. And so I was inspired because I got to a point where I thought, I need to share my story to help other people who think they're alone. And so I thought I would just write my story. And when I did a Stuff article with Jahan Casanada, I had such amazing feedback from complete strangers who said, you know, thanks for speaking up. We had no idea what we were going through. This sounds just like me. And so I really then went, oh, actually, I'm not alone. There's other people who think like me and I can help them. By nature, I'm a helper. I naively thought I'd just throw some words down on some paper. You know, I just write it out and it'll always just happen. So, yeah, that's where the highs started.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I've rewritten the book in that 2 years. You know, you brought me back down to the real world. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years.
But, yeah, you've you've done it.
With least commas and mistakes.
Yeah.
But I kind of at the beginning thought it would be a quick process. And then as it went along, I felt like it's never going to end. And was I ever going to get there? And I felt a real expectation from other people, because I was constantly getting asked, like, when's the book ready? When's the book ready? And like, you could never put an end date on it. And every time I read it, there was something to change, you know, and it's having the time to get back into it. But now that I'm at this end of it, even though I don't have that final like end date, I feel like it's actually finally feels complete.
Yeah. And just for all of you amazing peeps listening, the core of Donna's book is, it's her life story, and she's had an amazing, hard, beautiful, and brutal at times life, but at the core of it has been her journey in the police force. Some of the extreme trauma that she was exposed to played on trauma of her childhood and some of the very hidden parts as well.
Yeah, so I think even though I had kind of a base knowledge of what was going on for me, I hadn't put, you know, 2 years of research into figuring it out. So over that couple of years of writing the book and researching and learning more, even more things make sense, which meant, you know, helping more people and understanding the link between my own trauma, childhood, adulthood trauma, and taking that into a frontline role, the risk factors, you know, of being impacted by then further trauma that other people experienced that I was exposed to. And I had no idea until I left. And so having that opportunity to put it all in logical sequence in a book that could prevent someone else going through that or help someone who's already going through that was an amazing opportunity, and probably I underestimated how powerful it would be. Yeah.
And you created that opportunity, which is, I know that might be hard to sink in, but as someone on the outside who has stepped you through that process, and I've done a few books in my time, so I know that no book is ever the same. And the journey that you go on within yourself to even get it completed, the obstacles that you have to come across, the barriers that you have to push through, the what am I doing? Why did I think this was a good idea?
Or the pushy publisher.
Yes, I openly admit that, but you've taken all of it, all of it.
It wouldn't be as good. I wouldn't have pushed myself as much if you hadn't have pushed me. No one I know has pushed me out of my comfort zone like that.
Yeah.
And as hard as it was completely necessary, and it absolutely made the book. It made me face what I didn't want to face. It's kind of scary because you try and hide all the bad bits and just get your story up, but it doesn't work like that. So, So as much as I tried to hide from it, it was absolutely worth every part of it. Yeah.
And you have done a piece of work that will change lives. You're still changing lives well and beyond.
That was part of it too.
Yeah.
It's in my nature to want to help people, and this was my way of maybe keeping hold of that little part of me that is helpful and making preventative change, and which is what I joined the police for in the first place.
Yeah.
This is just another way where I can do that without exposing myself again to multiple trauma. I can't wait to get feedback because no one's read it yet, not even a draft. Not my family. I haven't leaked it yet. People have had snippets, but no one's read it outside of you and me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got used to reading it now, and I've come to terms with what I've written about my personal journey that no one knows, which is a biggie. And so having someone independent read it and look at it from completely new eyes will be my measure
of
success for me. Yeah.
We've already gone off all the question list, but that's okay. I knew we would just keep going. But one of the most common questions that I get asked is how you even start writing.
You know, I don't even remember how I started writing.
Yeah.
I started with my own journey. So obviously in the book, it's about my journey and my experience, but also other frontline staff to give that broader range. And I started with myself first,
yeah,
in probably what I would look back now as a watered down version. And I just, I literally wrote as if I was talking to someone. So I wrote it as it was coming out of my head, not in any particular structure or anything, which, you know, in hindsight would have been helpful.
Yeah.
But it was more about just getting it all out of my head because it was going around and around. And then I actually found it much easier to do the experiences of others,
yeah,
and put their stories into order than, yeah, it was to do my own. And so I literally just started writing, and then ideas come, you know, in wherever spaces that your brain works best. And it just, I don't know, just fell into bits and fell into place. And I'd have a break where I'd just think, oh, you know, like, tired brain, can't think of anything. How am I going to fill a whole book? But then I would kind of get an epiphany, like I'd get a memory, or I'd be driving somewhere and I would just suddenly think of something and think, oh, that's a great topic. Like, why don't I talk about that? It just gradually started. I don't know if I could have sat down and wrote it in one day, mm-hmm, because there was just so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think just start, like,
yeah,
yeah, even if it's only a page.
Yeah, and I know we've touched on this briefly, but what would you say has been the hardest part?
I think other than emotionally, I would say the hardest part was the peace to think and write.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, working full time, running the house, not that my husband does nothing, but, you know.
Mental load,
mm-hmm, yeah. Kids, life, you know, we've got animals, the day fills up,
yeah,
and then at the end of the day, I was like, oh, I'm just too tired. I'll get up early and do it.
Yeah.
But then something else happens. And before you know it, 2 weeks has gone past.
Yeah.
And what I found was that the longer I left it, the harder it was to get back into it. And yeah, I really have to tell myself, like, start typing.
Yeah.
When I started, I didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
I just felt like, no, I'm on a flow. I've got to keep going. But, you know, dinner's calling and the washing is coming in. And I know that you said to me a couple of times, like, you need to, like, take yourself away.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And I think that's partly why it took so long. I think having dedicated time, uninterrupted, not at home, would have, in hindsight, I should have done that. I would have made a world of difference.
Yeah, but it's, there's guilt with that.
Yes, that's why I didn't do,
yeah,
it. You know,
it's not a lack of.
No, and even,
yeah,
if my husband said to me, like, he would have, like, go and get it done. It's really important. You know, because I did struggle to concentrate on work when I knew that the book was waiting, that even if he'd said, like, go, just go and do it, and he would have been fine with it, I still would have felt like, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, time.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you learned?
I've learned how to write a book.
You had. So when are we starting number two?
I've already started a folder, so you know. Yeah, I haven't finished one, but I've got two rolling.
That's how you go. It is.
You know me.
Yeah.
All guts, all glory. So I learned not just about how to write from a book perspective versus my brain perspective, which was massive, like, because also when you're writing something that you think sounds good and someone comes along and says, No. Like, burn it, start again. It's tough.
It is.
Because you think you've got to the end and then you've got to go backwards. So, yeah, it felt very stale. But I learned how to reference properly. I had to Google it, but, you know, I've learned things that I had no idea, because you just pick up a book and you read it. I just thought I had to write the words and you put all the fancy bits in. I think I learned a lot about the subject itself that I didn't know before. I learned what it meant to have a publisher and the difference between self-publishing and mainstream publishing. I had no idea. I was so naive. I'll be like, my story is so cool that I'm going to send it to HarperCollins and I'm going to send it to Penguin and they're just going to love it. Yeah. And they all said, no thanks.
Well, they're idiots, quietly.
They should see me now.
Yes.
So that was a big learning curve when everyone's like, nah, it doesn't fit our mainstream audience. And I kind of learned a bit more about how that commercialized space works. Mm. And I was actually really defeated. And it was only via, you know, having someone say, hey, look, I've got a friend who's a publisher. I looked at self-publishing.
Yeah.
But it was still really complicated. Like, I didn't understand what to do, where to go. And then when I, you know, sought some advice from someone who I knew had published a book, it was like so expensive. And I was like, oh, this is just never going to be achievable. It's going to be too hard. I don't know where to start. And to be honest, I think if I hadn't have been introduced to you, I would still be in that space. It would just still be sitting there.
Yeah.
But I really felt like by then I had committed to it. I'd committed to the people in the book that I had asked for them to share their personal experiences with me. And I think that's part of what kept me going for that 2 years was, like, I don't want to let these people down.
Yeah.
I need to get to the end of it.
Yeah.
I've got to make it worth something now.
You really have.
That's pretty cool. I love it.
What's one thing that you would say to someone who is also wanting to write a book?
I would say, if you're listening to the podcast, that makes it much easier because I would say, like, book to Julie first. Don't write an entire book and then give it to her because you'll have to rewrite it. Yeah, that's something that I wish I had known to do earlier would be get that advice on, like, where do I even start? And I think it's because of that kind of fear of rejection or, like, someone won't take the time just to say, you know, get your paragraph structure. I would never have known that if you hadn't have gone through this process.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think for someone who wants to write a book, don't doubt your subject, because I did.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my life's boring, you know. But actually, it's super cool when it's written in such a way. So, yeah, I think if it doesn't matter what it is, if it's something that you've dreamed of, you've got a purpose for it, and you believe in it, then, you know, you'll do it, you'll put the effort into it. If it's just that would be really nice one day to do, maybe get that advice around how to do that structure to make it. And I think partly it's not about just making it easier for me, it's making it easier for you as well. You know, like, I guess I didn't understand how that structure made it easier for you on your end. So understanding that process as well, I think, was really helpful.
It's a relationship. Well, that's how I do it. I'm not saying every publisher would necessarily be the same, but
I know, repeatedly you keep saying, like, even I think last week for trust the process, trust the process, just do what I say and trust the process. And I absolutely did, because I know nothing about publishing. So, I mean, you know, I'm not the expert in that. I'm just trying to get my story out and you're putting it into logic.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like, for me, I just want to really acknowledge you, because the amount of people that think of an idea or think that they would even like to write a book and then start and then that's about it. I could give you so many that even authors that have come to me showing me have had ideas and have fallen off the radar. So many. So, yes. So to have gone through all of this and all of the 2 years and all of the, hey, we need to keep working on this. No, we just need to do a little bit more. Okay, now we're at this stage and this is what it's going to look like. And, I mean, I know you don't quite have your book just yet. You know, it's printed and we're finishing off the design. Like, I can't tell you what it feels like for me to have seen you and seen you actually do it and taken on the coaching and the advice and indeed trusted the process.
I don't think I questioned you during the process, did I?
I don't think so.
No. I just, because I felt
it
like
went,
it was way out
okay.
of my
head. Yeah. You probably went, well, this probably sucks right yeah. now, but I'm going to go, okay, and just and do it. And But yeah. that's also what you need to do.
Yeah, and sometimes it's being told the things that you know yourself, but you don't acknowledge, because, you know, often I would get your feedback and you'd be almost apologizing for it. And I'd be like, thank you, like, because it was so helpful. Yeah. And it was funny because when I read some of the feedback, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I felt wrong about that bit.
Yep.
And then you'd said that. And so it was kind of validation for me that actually my thoughts, even after I'd written something, was like, no, it's not quite right.
Yeah.
And so you to be able to see the same things that I could see was really kind of comforting, I guess, along that process as well. Not just, you know, like, I never once got offended by saying, no, take that out. No, take that out. Get rid of 300 commas.
Donna has a love of commas.
I love
but that's,
commas.
Yes, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel I know the difference that this book is going to make, because it is in the way that it's structured, and there's science, and you've cracked right open some incredibly important topics around trauma, PTSD, depression, and anxiety. But what hope do you have?
Global domination. my hope. I kind of have a few hopes, because these are my personal hopes,
yeah.
professional hopes. So I mean, it sounds kind of corny to say, but if one person messaged me and said, oh, thank you, like, I'm so glad someone said it. I had no idea what my partner was going through. You know, like, oh, I was thinking of joining the police, or, you know, not just police, like nurses, midwives, yeah. journalists, lawyers, psychologists, social workers, anyone in a frontline role mm-hmm. should read the book. It's for everyone. But it's not just for people in the job, it's people who have left, family, friends. And if any of those people that read it click with it, feel better about themselves, reach out to someone, talk about it. That's the thing is, you know, we've said in the book, it literally says, let's start the conversation. Because if we think back 5-10 years ago, we weren't talking about the things we're talking about today. And I feel like if we start these conversations that are difficult and emotional now, in 5 or 10 years, they'll become normal as well. So it's just, you know, another kind of evolution. Personally, you know, I started writing this book for my kids, and so I'm not going to cry. Yeah, so to have completed it, because they were a massive, massive part of the book in the journey. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm not crying, I'm not crying. You are.
There's just some onions cutting over here. Yeah.
I'm cutting onions, Julie. I probably didn't think past the book, like what would happen. So, you know, there's lots of work that I would love to do, and I didn't realize how connected it would be. So, you know, I'm going to have a podcast talking about the subjects in the book.
Yeah.
It just opens up a new audience that I can reach. It's all about, you know, reaching the right people.
Yeah.
Because I think what I've learned is that the more I talk about it with people, about the content of the book, the more people have said, oh, that's amazing, I want to read it. And then they start talking about their friends. And so, yeah, really, really cool to get that reach. I also, you know, in my day life, do work within trauma and sexual harm reduction, and being able to kind of tie that all together, it just kind of feels right that it's all going to come together at the same time. So if, you know, if I can pursue those types of things professionally as well as personally, they, it kind of, for me, fits together. Yeah, super cool. Now that I've seen it in its written form, almost complete, I absolutely love it. I just think it's perfect.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's called Not Fine.
Not Fine. You know when your husband says, are you okay? And you're like, I'm fine. We're not fine.
Not fine. And where can people follow you and find you and pre-order and see all of this comes to life?
So I have a website, kiamayanz.com, which PMI translates to be bold and be strong and be capable, which is really important to me. because this is kind of a bold thing to do. So Kiyomiya website, yep, I'll sort out the pre-orders, and then once it is fully finished and published, it will be going for sale on the website.
Yeah.
And then I also have an Instagram page, which is NZKiyomiya.
And we'll put all the links as well at the bottom of this podcast and on our socials. And again, you are incredible, Donna, and it has been a privilege to be in your world and through this journey. And I'll be forever grateful to have been part of this with you, and you have done an absolutely phenomenal job.
Thank you. There is definitely a part of you in the book, you know, like it's just, even though I write it, you know, I feel like it's very much a team book. Yeah, which is super cool, and I think super privileged to have that relationship where you can feel like that for a project, which could be completely hands off, but I feel like we've done it together, which, yeah, super, super cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Bring on the next one.
Sweet. Well, peeps, I hope that that has inspired you, and I have just so thoroughly enjoyed sharing Donna with all of you. Have a wonderful week. If you have a dream to write the book, write the book. And I'm going to see you same time, same place next week. I just want to do a big shout out to our amazing 2024 sponsor. Momojo Kefir is an award-winning, tasty and highly nutritious probiotic kefir. It has over 100 billion live cultures and 4 delicious flavours. Natural, which is my favourite, mango, vanilla and strawberry. Looking after and protecting our precious gut health is at the core of my nutrition principles. And this kefir is just incredible for doing exactly that. The best time to take action for you and your well-being is today. Check them out at most of our major supermarkets and health food stores. And remember, you count and you are worth it.